Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bullies, Parasites and Slaves, Replacing Exploitation with Mutual Care by George Koch, is a work of social criticism and civic argument focused on the problem of exploitation in modern life. Rather than treating inequality, coercion, and institutional unfairness as separate issues, the book presents them as connected outcomes of predatory power. Its central framework divides social roles into bullies, who take through threat or harm, parasites, who take through deception or hidden advantage, and slaves, who are exploited or pressured into maintaining systems that benefit others. The book draws on moral philosophy, religion, humanism, history, psychology, and lived experience to argue that exploitation is not only a personal failing but also a structural pattern. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical to help readers recognize exploitative behavior, understand how it becomes normalized, and consider mutual care as a social alternative rooted in protection, fairness, and shared flourishing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the bully, parasite, slave framework as a map of exploitation. The book is built around a deliberately stark classification of social power. Bullies are presented as actors who take from others through open pressure, threat, harm, or coercive authority. Parasites are those who benefit through less visible means, such as deception, manipulation, fraud, or systems that disguise extraction as normal practice. Slaves are not defined only in the historical sense, but as people whose labor, compliance, fear, or limited options are used to sustain arrangements that do not serve them. This framework is useful because it moves the discussion of exploitation away from isolated misconduct and toward recurring roles in social systems. Koch appears less interested in labeling individuals permanently than in identifying behaviors and relationships that produce unequal benefit. The categories also highlight why exploitation can persist even when it is not openly violent. A society may condemn obvious bullying while tolerating more refined forms of parasitic extraction, especially when they are protected by custom, prestige, or legal language. By naming these roles plainly, the book tries to make hidden power relationships easier to see and challenge. Secondly, mutual care as a moral and practical alternative to extraction. The book positions mutual care as more than a compassionate attitude. It is offered as the opposite organizing principle to exploitation. Where exploitation allows one person or group to benefit by weakening another, mutual care requires people to protect one another and support conditions in which all can thrive. The argument draws on the Golden Rule as a shared moral idea across religious and philosophical traditions, but it also frames mutual care in practical civic terms. If communities permit exploitation against any group, they make exploitation acceptable as a social tool and eventually expose everyone to the same logic. This is a concrete claim about incentives, not only a moral appeal. Systems based on extraction reward domination and concealment, while systems based on care reward cooperation, accountability, and shared security. Koch therefore presents mutual care as a way to redirect abundance toward those who create and sustain it. The concept stands out because it is not treated as private kindness alone. It is applied to social, economic, and political relationships where institutional design determines whether people are protected or used. Thirdly, how exploitation becomes normalized through institutions and language. A key concern of the book is that exploitation often survives because it is made to look legitimate. The search materials associated with the book emphasize that predatory taking may be camouflaged by tradition, propaganda, dignified titles, unfair laws, or accepted social habits. This point is important because it explains why exploitation is not always recognized by those who suffer from it or by those who benefit from it. Open harm is easier to condemn than practices that arrive through formal institutions, inherited assumptions, or polished professional language. Koch's approach asks readers to examine not only individual bad actors, but also the cultural and legal protections that can shield predatory behavior from scrutiny. This does not require claiming that every institution is corrupt. Rather, it invites a test of outcomes: who gains, who pays, who is silenced, and who is told that the arrangement is natural or unavoidable. The book therefore belongs partly to the tradition of power analysis. Its contribution is the insistence that moral clarity must include attention to how coercion and theft can be made respectable. Fourthly, interdisciplinary argument instead of a single ideological lens. Bullies, parasites, and slaves is described as drawing from religion, humanism, history, science, psychology, philosophy, and first-hand experience. That breadth matters because the book is not positioned as a narrow academic monograph or a partisan policy brief. Its method appears to be synthetic. It gathers moral, historical, and behavioral perspectives to support a general claim about exploitation and care. This gives the book accessibility for readers who may not come from one disciplinary background. It also helps explain why the author frames the issue as both personal and systemic. Psychology can help readers recognize intimidation, fear, rationalization, and learned compliance. History can show how exploitive arrangements become established over time. Moral philosophy and religion can supply the ethical basis for rejecting domination. Humanism keeps the focus on human dignity rather than institutional loyalty. The strength of this approach is range and readability. Its limitation is that such a broad argument may not provide the technical detail of specialized works in economics, sociology, law, or political theory. The book is best understood as a civic synthesis designed to provoke recognition and action. Lastly, from diagnosis to collective action and civic responsibility, the book is not limited to describing exploitation. Review material emphasizes that its later sections turn toward action. Arguing that ordinary people retain power if they recognize predatory patterns and organize around better standards. This practical orientation is significant because many books on inequality focus heavily on critique while leaving readers with little sense of agency. Koch's argument appears to place responsibility at several levels. Individuals can learn to identify bullying and parasitic behavior in personal, professional, political, and economic settings. Communities can refuse to normalize harm simply because it is traditional or legally sanctioned. Citizens can question systems that reward extraction and support arrangements based on fairness, care, and accountability. The book does not seem to promise a simple program or a single reform that solves exploitation. Instead, it emphasizes a shift in shared perception and shared expectation. Once exploitative behavior is named, it becomes harder for it to hide behind status or procedure. The practical value of the book lies in this movement from recognition to collective moral pressure, making mutual care a standard for judging institutions and leadership. And in conclusion, Bullies, Parasites, and Slaves is best suited for readers interested in contemporary social issues, anti-bullying, civic ethics, political power, economic fairness, and community reform. It may appeal especially to readers who sense that exploitation is broader than individual cruelty, but want a vocabulary for describing how it operates across personal and institutional settings. The practical benefit is its clear moral mapping. It helps readers distinguish direct coercion from hidden extraction and understand why passive acceptance can help unjust systems. Continue. The intellectual benefit is its effort to connect moral philosophy, social criticism, and everyday experience without confining the discussion to one academic discipline. Compared with many books in the social criticism and self-improvement categories, it stands out for combining a blunt typology of exploiters and exploited people with an explicitly constructive alternative. It is not merely a complaint about inequality, nor is it only a personal empowerment manual. Its distinctive feature is the move from exposing predatory behavior to proposing mutual care as a standard for social design, leadership, and community judgment. Readers looking for highly technical policy analysis may need supplementary works, but those seeking a direct, morally grounded framework for recognizing exploitation and imagining fairer relationships will find its focus clear and relevant. If you would like to support George Koch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.